Dr. Dutcher, how would you think it through if the patient were 83 as opposed to 63?
If he were 83, I would definitely watch him. First of all, I think it would have been a longer disease-free interval because my sense is that the disease grows slower in older people. But 80-year-old people, I've had watching lung mets grow for more than 5 years, and you get a CAT scan and it's like an onion ring is grown around. It's just one more layer. But they may not be symptomatic for many years.
You watch it, and what would it take without the patient getting symptomatic in the 80-year-old range to start thinking about treatment?
Well, if you get a scan in 3 months and the lung mets are double, I think you're stuck. You have to start treatment. But if they're a little bit bigger, you can't even see a difference, but at 6 months you can see a difference, I think that patient you can monitor for quite a while. Only because once you start these drugs, you have to keep going. And if you're thinking that this person's got multiple years of asymptomatic metastatic disease, putting them on a drug for 6 months or a year or whatever may not be really a great option.
So it doubles in 3 months. What would you be thinking about?
Well, then I would think of one of the tyrosine kinase inhibitors.
How would you choose?
How would I choose? I would look at the comorbidities, the other medical problems. For example, if they were in the poor risk group, you'd want to try CCI-779 mTOR inhibitor. Are they diabetic? Do they have lipid problems? Because those are issues with that drug. On the other hand, it's intravenous, so you don't have to rely on the patient to be able to take their pills and keep track of their pills, which is an issue for older people. If they are a candidate for an oral medication, in some ways, I like sorafenib because you can back off on the dosing more easily than you can with the sunitinib. And it doesn't have the fatigue factor that sunitinib has. What I'm saying, I think, is I'm making a decision more based on toxicity than I am on efficacy, because we do know that sorafenib has a progression-free and probably a survival advantage in the second line, and it's approved for advanced renal cell, so I think you can give either one of those two drugs based on that.